Well, if a jazz group can be popular, then diverse is that group. Since its founding about 6 years ago, the group has become a mainstay of the Kansas City jazz scene with a laid-back, accessible sound. Diverse remains anchored by three of its founding four members, Herman Mahari on trumpet, Ben Leifer on bass, and drummer Ryan Lee. They just cut a new disc far away from Kansas City, in Paris, no less. Here's a product of that session from the disc Our Journey. This is the track Full Circle. And joining me now is trumpeter Herman Mahari from Diverse, and he's a former Plastic Sax Jazz Artist of the Year, Plastic Sax being the popular local jazz blog put out by Bill Brownlee. And Herman, so good to have you. Welcome back.
I'm very happy to be here.
Love that track.
Thank you so much.
I've heard you play it a bunch, and I still just like it. So you cut this album in Paris, and that's like Paris as in France, right?
Exactly.
Not like Paris, Missouri or something like that. Well, you getting too big for Kansas City, or what's going on?
It's just kind of a place we've been establishing a relationship with since 2010. We started a self-imposed residency, a month-long thing.
Sounds like hard work, man.
Well, it was, yeah.
You're going to make yourself go to Paris and hang out for a while and get to know that jazz scene a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Dexter Gordon used to hang out over there, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a big tradition, a big jazz tradition, actually.
How were you received over there? How did that work?
We were received very well. The people there really appreciate jazz. And then to even a greater extent, when people heard us play, they could tell we were Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They were, oh, you're from America.
You know, really?
It's interesting.
They can tell.
They could tell from the way we played, yeah.
Yeah, but they were happy to have you.
Absolutely happy.
Now, what is it about sort of the welcoming nature of the Europeans when it comes to jazz? Because, again, throughout the history of this music, so many of the greats from this country wound up migrating over there for different times. Dexter Gordon, Ben Webster, lots of others, too, just spending time in Europe because they loved them over there.
Yes, that's very true. And I can only theorize, and my theory is that I feel like a lot of Europeans, especially ones I've gotten to know, kind of are raised in a culture where you appreciate
mm-hmm.
the arts.
Yeah.
You know,
where did you cut the album? You weren't out like, and I had this sense of being out in the French countryside with this idyllic studio with great windows overlooking whatever you're overlooking. But was it like
that's
that?
That's actually not. You're not too far off. We were
really?
You know, like out, you know, just a little outside of Paris, at a recording studio, and that's pretty much the scenery too.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice.
That sounds really nice. What's the difference when it comes to recording in Paris versus recording in Kansas City?
You know, I feel like we were definitely – there's a certain inspiration. And, I could definitely say that from my standpoint. And every time I've gone over there, I feel musically inspired. Just walking the streets itself is inspiring. And I just hear so many ideas.
Like what do you hear when you're walking? Can you think of a place where you walk past and all of a sudden the wheels in your head were turning about a song you wanted to do?
Well, it's just happened every time I'm out, even walking by the Seine or
yeah.
you know, really anywhere within the city. I just hear ideas. I have to whip my phone out and record the ideas that I hear.
How do you do that? You sing it or do you?
Yeah,
you,
I sing it.
You just hum it into the phone and
absolutely.
What you want to do.
Yeah.
And does that work?
Yeah.
And you'll go back and you'll
listen
to it later.
And I'll go back and kind of flesh it out and work it out and, you know, try to recapture exactly what I was hearing. Because sometimes, the translation's off and I'm just having to work off the memory of that inspiration.
That track we just heard, Full Circle, do you recall what inspired that one?
Don't
say no. Give me a good story here, man.
No,
kill
actually,
me with this.
I actually do. It was just that there's a couple of inspirations for that song. One is just the kind of general idea of things in life coming full circle. It was just something I was thinking about at the time when I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I was listening to, I listened to all kinds of music and stuff. I've listened to Kim Burrell, who's a great gospel female artist, a singer, and some of her music kind of inspired me, the sounds of that.
I mean, that track has got such a happy-go-lucky feel, happy thing going on with that, which maybe is why I'm so drawn to it. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what you wanted, right?
I wanted to capture that, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's play another track, again, from the new disc. The disc is titled Our Journey. This is going to be the song. Let's see. This is what's the name of this? Our Journey. This is the title track,
title track?
I gather.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Tell us about it before we hear it.
Yeah, this song was written with these guys in mind, with the guys in the band, specifically Ben.
Yeah, your bassist, yeah.
And Ryan. And it was inspired by kind of the things we've gone through, been through, the travels and the arguments, the happy times, and also how that has translated musically. And so I wrote this specifically with these guys in mind, and there's even a part at the end that's meant to be kind of a conversation between me and Ryan.
Yeah, okay. This is from the band Diverse. This is the title track from the new disc, Our Journey. That's the band Diverse. That's from their new disc, Our Journey. They're holding a CD release party at 8:30 on May 9th, Friday, May 9th. That's a week from Friday night at the Blue Room down in the 18th and Vine District. It's going to be crowded, folks, so you better show up early if you want to get a seat in the Blue Room a week from Friday night at 8:30 for Diverse's CD release party. How does the band work, Herman? I mean, do each contribute songs? Does everyone have to sign off on a song for it to make the album? Or how does a band work?
Yeah, we absolutely all contribute.
Yeah.
We bring music to work on, and then we also write music together, which I think just the combination of that is always fun.
Is that hard to do?
No, not necessarily. We never force it, you know. Most of our songs have come out of just us playing, and then, you know, a lot of times we record our rehearsals and stuff, and some we've gone back and be like, whoa, that was a really cool idea. Let's kind of turn this into a song, you know?
Yeah. You know, jazz bands, you know, change members all the time, but you and Ben and Ryan Lee have been together from the start. Why has it worked?
I think it's worked because we're also really great friends, and
you came from the same place.
We all came from UMKC.
And tell us about that. How did you get to know each other?
We met at the jazz program through Bobby Watson's program.
Yeah.
We all hit it off, and we wanted to kind of start our own group while we were there, and you know, that's when we put out our first record through Origin Records, and went through that whole process.
So what's the most important factor with a group like this? Is it the personalities meshing, or is it more, is the musicality of each member the most important factor?
It's both.
I knew you'd say both of that.
Yeah. I don't take the easy way out of that answer, but it's really is both. We happen to be great friends and work together. And also, like I said, these travels and experiences have just built upon that friendship and strengthened our relationships. But also, we were musically inclined too. We all love each other's playing. Our musical growth has occurred as well. So the longer we play together, it's grown too.
You know, to what extent have you guys broken away from the idea that you're a local Kansas City band? And I guess I'm wondering, you know, how often are you guys playing out of town these days, and how is all that shaping up?
Well, you know, since the release of our first album in 2009, we've made it a point to play in other places outside of Kansas City. And we kind of limit our engagements here in Kansas City as well. Besides that, you know, we're all also working with other projects too.
Yeah.
So I try to get us out a few times every year at least. We've been back to Europe, you know, about maybe three times as an ensemble.
Do you see yourself sort of hanging out there more and more as time goes on? Do you see that in your future?
Yeah.
And can I come?
Yeah, absolutely. You're more than welcome to.
Yeah.
That's a thing we're trying to cultivate. You know, it's still growing. We're doing it, but I feel like every time we go there, it becomes better. We're expanding our audience and, you know, opening up more doors. And, you know, like, for instance, we ended up recording an album there with a French piano player. You know?
Well, Herman, it's always good to have you here. Such a pleasure. Love the music. Love the group. And I wish you guys all the best of luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Again, Diverse will perform, have a CD release party on Friday, May 9th. That's a week from this Friday at 8:30 in the Blue Room. Again, it'll be crowded, so get there early to grab a seat. Let's go out with one more track from Diverse's new album. This track is Forever.